think the same thing. Everybody else's goal would be to win a Super Bowl. I think at the end of the day, that's the first thing you think about, is being there and being the last team to host up that trophy.
Odell, the last time we saw you was before your hamstring injury. Can you just give us a sense of where you are physically and what, you know, was that a bad hamstring pull or anything?
I'm just ready to get out and practice. It's been a long time since we've been able to hit the field, and I'm excited.
Are you full go?
We'll see today, I guess.
With the defense undergoing a change, is it up to the offense to carry them a little bit?
No, it takes offense, defense, and special teams. Of course, me being an offensive player, you know, we want to put up however many points a game and, you know, be able to help the defense out the best that we can. But we all have our jobs, we all have our roles, and we know that, you know, defense has to do their job, offense has to do their job, special teams has to do their job, et cetera. So we all lean on each other.
You've been pretty open about the idea of playing with Eli, being with Eli from the draft.
He's a ghost. You know, I only see him when we're around here. You know, I know he's got a family and he has to take care of all that. So a guy like that, you just watch, and you watch what he does in the meetings. You watch how he takes notes. You watch how he takes his notes and brings them to the field. Not literally brings them to the field, but brings them to the field, and he uses that every single day. So whether he or anybody else knows it or not, I'm always watching. I'm always trying to learn something new from these older guys.
What about other wide receivers? Is there a guy past or present that you watch a lot of and try to learn from?
I mean, I've watched film on pretty much anybody you could think of. You know, the Jerry Rices, the Randy Mosses, Chris Carter, even present-day guys, even guys on our team. So I just watch and I observe, because I like to see what people did to be successful, and make notes off of that, and try and incorporate it into my own game and my own style of play. So I am a watcher. I'm watching everybody. It's very important, just as far as you know, being there and going through this stuff with your teammates. Like I said before, I had never missed any practice, never missed any game, so it's always been frustrating having to sit out and sit there and watch people practice, and this being, you know, football being what you love to do, and just have to sit back and just take the back seat. I would definitely rather be out there, barely be able to walk off the field, than have to stand there and watch every single rep. Same thing I've always been doing, just the rehab, training the muscles, training your body, and you know, pushing it to an extent to see, you know, where it's at. So I'm excited to get back out here and looking forward to practice.
Odell,
When did you feel 100%?
You could ask anybody. I don't know the last time anybody's ever felt 100% playing football since you were, you know, 12 years old. Going through college, I don't remember the last time I was ever 100%, or anybody else.
When were you unrestricted with your training?
What was that? What?
When were you unrestricted with your training? Be able to do, you know, everything you kind of want to do in terms of training wise?
I don't even know. I think that's really up to the training room. I haven't decided if. I mean, I don't put the restrictions on, so that's not really my job. It's not really my field.
How explosive is that?
Like I said, I'm just excited, you know, to have Vic coming back, Ruben, who I just know that it's going to be one of those years for him. Me playing alongside with him at LSU, I already know, you know, everything that he has, and you know, I think other teams tend to overlook him, and it's just not going to be the case this year. So I'm extremely excited for what we have coming up, and the guys that we have, and how everything looks. It looks like it's going to be a great year.
You know,
is it more comfortable, if that's the right word, that you're not a rookie anymore, and as training camp opens, you know what this is all about?
No, I still got four more games. Hopefully I can get rookie of the week the first week or something like that. You know, I don't know. You know, Eli tells me I'm a rookie all the time still, so you just got to take that and, you know, keep going. Keep going every single day. Try and inspire somebody.
You know, though, that because of what you did last year, the expectation level for you is incredibly high. Do you like that everybody is kind of wondering what can you possibly do for an encore?
It's whatever, man. You know, it's be where your feet at. It's something that we learn, something that we're learning today. And right now, I'm here, so this is what I'm doing. When I step on the field, that's what I'm doing. When I get in the tubs, that's what I'm doing. It's day by day. It's, you know, I'm not looking to September whenever or whenever it is. It's day by day and taking it one step at a time.
You don't wonder at all how could I top this? I mean, that was on and off the field kind of an incredible year for you.
Just go out and do the same things that you did last year, and you know, you pray and hope for the same results, and that's where you leave it at, you know.
Do you find that that's a good thing that Eli refers to you as a rookie? Does that keep you hungrier? Does that keep you on edge to just kind of prove yourself every day? Or?
No, I don't need the extra I don't need them to call me rookie to be motivated. I'm pretty self-motivated person, and I find things that tend to motivate me even more along the way. But it's always nice to have him, you know, clowning around, messing with you, and it's all love. So, you know, whenever he jokes with you, it's all out of love, and that's what we do with each other.
In the last year, last question, what did you kind of learn about, you know, New York being the environment, and kind of making the adjustments in year two, and that's just how you
broke that? Say it one
more time. Yeah, the last year plus in New York, what have you kind of learned about kind of the New York football world? You made any adjustments that kind of approach the media, just approach, you know, all the field?
Just try and stay out of trouble for the most part. Just stay focused on what you came here to do, which is play football. And at the end of the day, that is the job, is to play football. So that's always going to be the main focus. Other than that, yeah, this is part of the job, and it's what we're required to do. So you come here and you, whatever you ask is, I'm going to answer to the best of my ability, as genuine as I can possible.
But you enjoy it.
Always. I love you guys.
Pretty good.